All right, welcome back to the Chadcast. Here with a special episode. We're posting it on a Monday or maybe a Sunday night, depending on how long it takes to process. Here with me again, as kind of always, Carson Holtman.
Back for the fifth time. Well, third official time.
Yeah.
Fifth time
doing a podcast. The Carson curse of something going wrong or just being bad.
There's been a few times that I've done a podcast that has not made it to the viewers, the listeners more mm-hmm. so.
It's a real shame.
Yeah.
The first one was bad.
The first one was so bad. One was just... And then
the other one was funny.
It was funny.
The audio got corrupted.
Yeah, that would have been a good one.
It would have been a great one.
It was a pretty
solid. Top five for sure.
Cannot reenact what happened that night.
You can't. It's lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
How you been, Carson?
Well, I've been sick this week.
Yeah.
A bunch of people. So all of the students came back last Sunday, mm-hmm. and everyone just got hit with this, like, a small cold.
Yeah, our whole house is sick.
I'm sick. All my neighbors are sick. My roommates have yet to get sick, so I am about to get them.
Mm-hmm.
I told them, like, sorry, guys.
I'm just going to pull up on them, cough real quick.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Nick.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah.
Carson's wiping his face after that. You guys can't see it. Maybe if we ever get these recorded, we will. But not today. Here... We were talking about something weird, and I debated about doing this. I've thought about doing this podcast for like 2 weeks.
You're a strong man, Chad.
Okay, let's start with love. I appreciate that. I don't know. Maybe if you've ever talked to me at like a party or a function or just being around here or at Carson's house.
So yeah, okay. So my house, I think it is now, as of right now, it is the Corvo party house. The last 5 Saturdays we've had parties there, and Chad has been to all of them. And Chad has a name. You know, his name's Chad.
Yeah, it sucks.
It is
a shitty name.
It's a frat name. It's a party name. It's a good name. It's a great name.
Yeah, but the problem with it is, and what I've noticed the most, is parties are really loud, and if you can't yell loud enough, it just sounds like I'm saying my name's Zach. I'll get people, like, I'll be leaving the party, like, yo, see you later, Zach, and I'm like, alright, man, I'll see you later.
Anyway, so Chad walks in, you know, I'm like, yo, Chad, and, you know, a bunch of people are like, hey, it's Chad, because, you know, it's just a fun name, and, you know, Chads are, you know, we assume by a stereotype that Chad are big partiers, they drink, all the good stuff. So Chad, at my parties, at least, gets asked a lot, why don't you drink?
Yeah.
So I am here today with the listeners of the Chadcast to ask you, Chad, why don't you do the alcohol and the drugs?
Let me preface this. It is not as funny or fun a story as Carson's intro is.
This is a very serious subject.
And just to start it off, Carson has been potting with me. You can tell. That intro was really good.
Thank you.
I'm like a proud podcast father.
A year and a half in the making.
A year and a half. From the worst to the...
From the worst to the... All right.
All right. But yeah, so it's kind of serious, so if you don't care about it, only if you've ever been interested, and I've like shrugged people off saying, oh, that's not that interesting of a story, and if you didn't believe me or you just wanted to hear about it, I'll go ahead and say it.
So sit back, relax, grab some tissues, because there's going to be some tears.
I don't know if there's going to be tears.
I'm already starting to cry.
You're smiling still.
I'm just really proud of you.
They're happy
tears. I'm so proud of you, yeah.
Dude, I don't even... Like, I thought I was more confident in saying the story. I don't know, man. I mean, I'll do it. I'm here. I'm already recording. I've got an ad that's paying pretty good. That's why I'm more motivated to put out these podcasts. This is like a semi-clickbait title, too. I get Carson's promotion, which is pretty good around here.
I am a big deal in Corvo, yeah.
Yeah, we get it, dude.
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Big deal, Carson.
Yeah. Pike affiliated.
Hey. Shout out Pi Kappa Alpha.
But I'm trying to figure out where I should start. Originally, I didn't even know why I didn't drink. I'll start there. It was just something that I never did. And then I would say about end of senior year, And like I said before, this isn't like a fun story. It's not a funny story. Like, oh, he's doing this for such a great reason. It's really not. So if you really, it's not like any other Chadcast where it's not, where it's about the guest, where you can just laugh along at a joke. It's not. So growing up, my mom was an alcoholic, like really bad. Like I would never see her sober, and she'd be drunk all night. And then, like, I'd come home, she's just passed out. And that probably persisted, at least from, like, and I didn't even notice it. I thought that's just how she was. Because you never see your mom as something, like, negative. You see it as, like, a relation, obviously. Like, I'm sure everyone listening has a mom. I know that's funny to say, what? But, like, I'm trying to, like, relate, oh, you know? Yeah, yeah. We're trying to, like, relate things. Because it's very alien. Like, everything, like, a lot of it's a novelty. Like, why don't I drink? So, like, and that, like, messed me up as a kid. Like, people are always like, oh, why am I never at your house? Why don't you ever invite me? Like, Carson said that. And it's, like, it was really bad. Like, you wouldn't want to be over there.
He once invited me, and...
Yeah. Not just you. It was, like, other people. Like, Tanner would be like, yo, let's go hang at your house. Tyson. I was, yeah... He was right there. He could look out his window and see my house. It wasn't like... But, like... And I didn't really notice it until I just got fed up with it. Like, and again, set, like, not a fun story. Like, if you're still here, like... I guess you're interested in a little bit of my story, so thank you. Like, I never started this thinking I'd have... at 1.60 people listening to this podcast, or the height of 111 people listening to one podcast. So thank you for that while I'm here. So let me keep going. So it was pretty bad. Like, I'd see stuff in, like, under my sink. Like, there'd be, like, a bunch of alcohol under there, like empty cans, like stuff you probably shouldn't see as a middle schooler. But I was like, just not that I wasn't willing to believe it, I just didn't understand it, so I was like, oh, whatever. But then, like, looking back, like, we didn't have, like, food sometimes. Or, like, not food, but just, like, standard stuff that you think you should have had, and you feel like it was robbed from you. Like, not knowing, like, even in going to Canby, like, going into town, like, I'd sit in a van with my brothers while my mom was in a liquor store for, like, 30 to 40 minutes. Or it felt like that, because it was before I had a phone or anything like that. It's just me and my brothers, who I was pretty much the parent of at the time, because my parents were separated. And so I guess you can already tell by now, like, alcohol hasn't had a good effect on me. And I don't know if it's a fear thing necessarily why I don't drink, or, like, just, like, people I don't like did it, because, and this is really personal, I really don't like talking about myself. People have asked me, like, what a normal day in the life.
I know nothing about Chad, and I've been friends with him since.
Carson's one of my closer friends.
And I still don't know anything about him.
He doesn't know anything about me.
I don't even know when his birthday is, because he won't tell me anything.
I don't like celebrating my birthday.
Yeah, see?
Which is probably weird, just another mental thing that's, like, an offspring of this.
Next story.
Which is, like, it might be part of the same one. And then, anyways, yeah, that happens. And, like, then going into my sophomore year, my dad got a DUI. And that, like, he still doesn't have his license to this day from it. So, like, all driving that has ever had to happen in the family since that point has pretty much been me up until the point of living here in Corvallis. And even then, like, I just drove down to drive a U-Haul. And, like, my brother was sick, so I took him to work. It's not a fun story. Like, I still don't, like, feel comfortable even talking about this, and I've known Carson forever. Like, I definitely don't want to do it with someone who's been on the podcast for the first time. Carson's just more senior on this podcast than anyone else, you'd say?
I was technically the first podcast.
You technically?
I think you had to go with Skeets.
Top 5 podcast, Young Squire. True. But you're about to pass it.
I am about
Burge.
To be on the top 5
you,
twice.
You and Burge, yeah. Burge will be on it, too, twice.
Ooh, me and Burge. All right. Well, let's get me on 3.
We're trying to go for 3. But I guess the reason why I'm making this is just so I, because you can't explain all this, like, at a party yelling at someone, and neither do I really want to explain it to some random stranger, but I guess, I guess if I'm getting paid, technically, like, I could always, at least if I can make money off my pain, like, I guess that's not that bad. So, yeah, that happened, and, like, I never really hated my dad for it. Like, it was a mistake. Like, that's kind of personal for him. But his, he had just attended a funeral of his friend who he was really close with. And one thing led to another. And so that kind of sucked, obviously. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it changed anything about how my life would have gone. I really don't know, because you only have one life. So, anyways, I'm doing all the driving, and then slowly I'm starting to realize, like, I just can't take my mom anymore. Like, her drunkenness is too much. She had been yelling at me a lot, like, saying that if she ever committed suicide, it would be my fault. And that had gone on for a few weeks. This was a little bit before I could drive, and I was pretty much having enough. I was just trying to stay alone in my room for the majority of my time, and it got to the point where she did attempt to commit suicide, and that's when, which she survived, she's fine now, she's still, living with my brothers, but at that point, that's the last time I ever spoke to her, was in the hospital. I'm sorry you have to hear all this, Carson, like, I'm sure it's
you're real. Fine, dude.
Like, I, seriously, like, I just want to get it all out so I never have to answer it again.
No, I think I came over, like, an hour ago, and he's like, hey, do you want to do this podcast about, like, why I don't drink? It's kind of personal. I was like, okay.
Well, you weren't, no, you were way more excited about it than that. I mean, I was, but, like, you know, obviously, it's more depressing now.
I didn't know, like, you know, I thought it was going to be somewhat, you know, like
I told you it wasn't. A joke. Like,
I got that now.
It's, well, half the things I do, like, or I'm known for is, like, novelty or funny. Like, obviously, Cran Sprite is just, like, an ongoing joke.
Chad has a lot of jokes.
The same with the reason that I watch, like, that people think it's funny. I watch, like, Racing or whatever, and will watch it with me. Because it's like, oh, Chad's the only person I know that does that. And it's like, oh, he's the only person I know with a podcast. Like, this, and it's, the podcast in itself is kind of a joke that,
but you're, like, making money.
I just committed to it one day. And, you know, like, and I did it before everyone else. Like, no one else can create a podcast, like, called their name cast, you know? Can't be the Sendcast. They're probably could, but I don't think he has the money for the microphones.
Not at the moment.
He'd be borrowing mine. What's up with you, Carson?
Whoa. I don't think we're done with the story now. Come on.
Let me try and remember what it was. It's really, like, I didn't prepare for this. Like, I was like, yeah.
This is a very on-the-spot moment.
Like, tomorrow, like, we were planning on doing this, like, late in the afternoon. I'm like, well, how long are you going to be here? Like, we could just, like, get it out of the way now.
It's my last day of summer, so I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, because he has school, like, you know. I have
school tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, you've all heard the stories of, like, us trying to get chats and films off the ground. So, like, if I have them, I should just probably get it out of the way. Exactly. We could maybe not see each other for, like, years at a time. But, you know, that's just co-owners of a business, you know?
Yeah. It's rough.
But it's just deals and business, man.
Deals and business. Stocks as well.
Stocks as well, man. Anyways, let me check this. How long have we been recording? 13, 14 minutes. Feels way longer. Anyways. Driving a lot, like, waking up early every day, like, most of my day just being taken up, hating school. Like, I'm in a much better position now, but I just look back, and drugs maybe necessarily never played a part, but I just see it as the same thing. It's a vice that I don't need to do. And being down here, like, obviously it's more of a temptation. Like, literally, like, my roommates do it. Like, I go to parties. Like,
as soon as Chad walks in my house, he just gets shit from everyone.
It's not even, like, shit. Like,
oh, you don't?
Because it's not, like, even what? People give me shit for it, but there'll be, like, some people that are like, oh, I'll just carry my empty beer, like, fit in.
There was that. I remember I was like, Chad, I got and that's you.
Not
hold
the,
this.
That's not the first time.
It's oh, happened. No, yeah.
Like, that's pretty common. And that's, I don't know. I still find, like, me at parties weird. Like, I don't know if I want to keep going to them or not. Like, especially, like, the one you had that was super huge.
Last night?
No, not... Like the last night where people just kept coming in.
That was a weird group of people though. Like, and I did not even like.
I literally just walked home. Like, I was like, this really? Is too much for me. Not that we didn't drive. I would have had to walk home no matter what.
Well, you know what? Next week there's gonna be a lot more room at my house.
Yeah, you're reorganizing.
This week we're gonna rearrange some stuff. We're gonna put some more stuff downstairs so there's room everywhere. We might get rid of one of the couches that's in the way.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time at Carson's house this Saturday at 8 o'clock.
You're advertising at 8 o'clock. So I'll show up at 9:10, fashionably late. That's how it works. You know, that's how we do it on Grove Street.
When someone says what time, it's an hour and 10 minutes after.
Yeah, don't
show up when they say.
Guess what? And you're getting carded now. We have
bouncer. We got a bouncer. It is Marissa Berge.
Bring your ID.
Official bouncer.
If you don't have ID.
So don't mess with her because she'll fuck you up, dude.
Dude, that's what I've heard. Word on the street.
Word on the Corvo street. She's been here for a week, and she already has a reputation that she will mess you up.
Yeah, so watch out for that.
So watch out. You know who I'm talking about.
You know. You know the type of person you are.
You know.
You'll be carded.
Oh, yeah.
Twice.
And kicked out.
From
Bergie.
Exactly. I'll be watching through the window.
He's just inside. Just... Bitch.
Shouldn't have tried. You should have listened to the podcast. You would have known. But you didn't, so. Way of the road, you know? Okay, dude. Dude, let me check time. Alright. So, I mean, they're just like constant reminders of negative things of alcohol every day, negative side effects of alcohol every day really deterred me from it, and... Obviously, I just want to get this out so, like, I don't have to explain this at parties at all. And even, like, I don't expect everyone at a party to listen to this, but at least I can say just, like, it's not that important still. But, like, the people who I see every time and keep asking me, they might listen to this and be slightly interested. And
which is a lot of people that want to know.
At least, like, 15. A solid 15.
I would say there's at least, like, 25.
Okay.
I'm gonna hype you up a little bit, okay?
Okay, thank you. I don't know. I mean, people enjoy the podcast, and that's great. That's all I can ask for. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And then fast forward, I think it was the night before Matt left for the Marines.
Rip.
Matt Underwood. You're too far away from the mic.
You know what? I'm glad because I said rip, but he's not dead. Yeah. Like, yeah. He's still alive in the Marines. He's just not here.
He's just not here. Yeah. He's here with us, like, on Earth, but
he's not with us.
He's not on the couch next to us, Paul.
When I say rip, yeah, you know, he's fine, I think.
He's fine, he's okay, like, he had a post on his Instagram, wallpaper,
he's,
like,
just, you know, he's not here.
He's fine.
Okay? I mean, he's here, but he's not.
He's fine. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, that night, like, and I don't know how many people even know Matt that listen to this, but, like,
great guy.
I'd had, like, a breakdown, like, probably, like, around New Year's, like, a mental breakdown.
Okay, and I was like, your car broke down again?
Yeah. No, my car's fine. It's a different car. Although, Golf? Apparently, the Golf had issues, and they just got it fixed.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
My brother drives that. Different story. I don't care. Anyway, so, like, I had, like, suck out, I'm trying to think of the correct words, sought out therapy, and this was, like, my first session, and, like, I was kind of telling my story way more deeper in effect, acting like I wasn't being recorded, and then, like, before I even said I don't drink, she's like, so I assume you don't drink, right, because of that, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Like I never realized I never drank besides that.
Okay.
I mean, there's other factors, I feel like. That,
oh, of course, yeah.
Like, one, I probably couldn't afford alcohol in high school.
I can't afford it now. It's so expensive. I
probably couldn't get into weed in high school. I wasn't even going to parties in high school, so.
Yeah. Me either.
Shut up.
I went to a few, but nothing too big, actually. Yeah.
Before you were homeless.
Yeah, you know, when I was homeless, it changed my whole perspective.
Yeah, you were like, oh, I'm just glad to be inside. I'm just glad to be under a roof. And I'll throw back the homeless, Carson.
And now I am, I have a home and a job.
Can you believe that? That's actually new since Carbo's last podcast. You work at
Papa Murphy's. Last week I got a job at Papa Murphy's, so come get your pizzas on Philomath Boulevard. Give you a 50% off discount.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Me, yes, personally? Yes. Do they have to use the ChadCast code?
Yeah, yeah. Code? So online at the coupon code that, you know, says apply, just type in ChadCast/Carson.
Okay.
And then just click apply and you'll get a discount code.
All right. We've reached around the halfway point. Don't know how long it's going to go yet. We're going to take a quick snack break, run an ad,
eat some Wheat Thins.
Some generic crackers that have no name and are not paying me anything. So we'll be right back. All right. We are back from our break. We had some crackers.
That was a really good break.
It was nice.
That was really
it's
nice.
It's a lot longer than our 2 seconds in between.
Yeah, I know.
That we usually do.
We ate, talked, and we watched NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, it was.
It's a good race.
It really is, too. We're back. There's not much more of the story. I think you could probably listen to the first, 2 minutes of this and understand why I don't drink. I wish I drank, though. Like, I honestly...
Really?
Yeah. It's a mental block that I can't...
I wish I smoked, and I don't.
Yeah.
So, I know what you mean.
Like, I just... It hinders me from being social. Like, I'm already naturally not a social guy, and then, like, here's this thing in the world that, like, changes that, but I can't have it. You know?
Yeah.
Then, combine that, I look young. Like, I just got hit with everything bad. I podcast. You can't go up to someone like, I podcast.
If
you made music, like us.
A few of my parties, that's the first, like, hey, this is Chad, he has a podcast.
Yeah, fuck Carson. Carson just like, all right, hey, this is my friend Chad, he has a podcast. And then Carson's like, all right, see you later, man.
And then, yeah.
Then I have to explain this podcast.
And then he gets listeners.
No, I get listeners because you and Colin and any other guest shares it on their story too. I am responsible for at most 10 people on this podcast. And every podcast I have has way more than 10 listeners.
So, I think you're underestimating yourself.
Well, I can't prove anything. I don't know. Most people who make podcasts don't even have an idea of how many they make.
True.
Apple doesn't tell people. Like, I just go through a company that makes Apple tell them what my plays are.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, otherwise, like, if I just directly uploaded my stuff, I would never know.
You'd just be in the dark.
No, I'd have zero analytics.
And sponsors.
I'd have zero sponsors. I'd have Chad send films.
As a free sponsor.
Yeah. Well,
not getting paid.
Well, I get kickbacks from it, you know, when we do get paid.
Chad send films did just record something like a month back
ago.
Yeah.
We may have not edited it yet. But we have the film.
Yes, we do. We just have to put a song over it, and then we're kind of good to go.
We got to make some quick edits.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
We got some bloopers.
We do have some pretty good
that
bloopers.
We can put at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is probably the best part.
It is. All right, Chad, so...
I mean, do you think there's anything, like, I'm leaving out, like...
So how did you get to Corvallis?
I drove here. Yeah, not easy being a guest. Not easy being the host, huh? When you ask a question and you don't get the answer you want, and then you're fucked because you had such a short plan. You figured they'd talk. He's walking away. He's stumping his feet. He's hitting my wall.
What?
He's stealing my cranberry juice.
Sprite cranberry. Oh,
he's
no,
back. They're... He's walked back to the mic.
All right, I'll come back.
He's back.
I'm pissed.
He's mad. So that's what it's like being a host. Yeah. I mean, I guess do you have any questions or like, do you think I missed
anything? So you're like, all right, I don't want to drink. I don't want to smoke. I don't want to party. I'm going to move to Corvallis. Right.
That's
next
a good,
to OSU.
That's a good question, Carson. I like that question. It's where everyone is. like, no one, no, like, one, I don't want to live in Canby for the rest of my life. Two, no one else is living in Canby. Everyone's dead there. Everyone right now. I know is here.
All right, that's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened? I moved to Washington when I was looking for a roommate.
Dude, I'm not moving to bum-ass Washington, dude.
Not bum, dude.
Bum-ass Washington. Nah. Stealing my tax for wanting a candy bar. I gotta pay. It's always a guess.
Don't
it's
tax on food.
Dude, it's such a guessing game.
I don't remember.
You never know what price you're gonna pay at
Oregon locations. ID, so I just use that. Although they changed that now, so you can't use it.
Dude, that sucks. There's no reason to move.
Well, right. You can, but you have to keep your receipts and use it like for tax season. Yeah. Get it back. It's really complicated now.
That is too much for me.
They're gonna lose a lot of money at like the mall and stuff, because I worked at the mall and they were freaking out about that law that's changing. Because mm-hmm. because I worked at Macy's at the mall, mm-hmm. we got a bunch of Oregon people.
Oh yeah.
For like holidays, because the mall was dead all the time.
Yeah.
So a bunch of Oregonians would come because it would be like busy at Clackamas and stuff, and yeah, so they're all freaking out that that's gonna lose business, which it is. It was a very bad move on Washington's part. Mm-hmm. Those are not my keys.
Those are my keys.
I don't know. You know what? Oh, I'll find them.
Did you drive here?
I did. They're in that room.
They're in that room?
Yeah.
All right.
I just remembered.
I'm glad you drove here, because it's getting cold out.
Like, it snowed in Bend today.
I heard
about
that.
It is September 29th, and it snowed in Bend.
Dude, that's crazy. It should not be snowing.
Well, I mean, you know, when it's cold, it snows.
That's not always the
case.
It
doesn't have to snow in winter.
I guess that's true. I think I answered the clickbait topic.
You got the main point through, you know.
I got the main points. If you have any questions, you can direct them to Carson.
Yeah, do not direct them to Chad. He will not open or answer.
He
might open, but he might just send you like a picture of a meme instead.
As a response. I'm going to send him the 50 cent one.
So hit me
that
up.
That might be the podcast cover art. if it doesn't end up being that, it's a picture of 50 Cent. Double middle fingers. It says "Don't care." Top text. Bottom text. Didn't ask. Plus your wife. dude, the amount of people like I consistently Snapchat that I've gotten that photo.
I got it today.
Dude, I'll Snapchat Joe. I'll just be like Joe Mama.
And Joe still hasn't came to my house yet.
Yeah, Joe isn't down here.
Joe, I'm like, hey Joe, you want to come over? Like, dude, there's a party at my house. And then like he will respond saying no. And I thought him and I had no beef, but Joe, what's up, man?
Joe, if you're still listening to this, dude, what the fuck, man?
Be ready, cause Birdie's gonna fuck you up.
Literally, bring your ID, dude. Literally, dude, like. Just because you're tall doesn't mean you're getting in, dude. She'll grab a ladder and she'll slap you. It'll be a comical one. It'll be very tall.
I will also be at the window inside watching.
He'll be at the other window.
Yeah.
Two windows. Head stuck out.
There's a lot of windows.
We're getting cold.
Yeah.
It's cold out there.
I got a heater yesterday, though. Like the whole house got heated.
Okay.
Got fixed.
Yeah, we have like central heating. You know,
it has a fan too. So next time I have a party, I can just turn that on, mm-hmm. get some breeze going.
Yeah, could we please?
Well, like, I forgot to turn on both the fans yesterday, just because.
I didn't even want like a fan. I just wanted to walk around. Not even walk around. I'd like try and walk through to outside, and I'd just get stuck. Like I'd have made it to the bathroom, and now it's like, oh, gotta talk to Josh.
Oh, that's what you mean.
That's
like
why I was, that's you why have I was to there. Stop and talk I wasn't. To I wasn't gonna say goodbye to you.
Right.
I had no choice but to be there. That was like my little bit of push out. And then I was like, all right, trying to find out how to get there. But this is like a special podcast. I didn't really have one for last week, so to get one at the start of the week, and then hopefully Friday we're going to do a house cast with me and my roommates, which will be lighthearted and fun and won't be about me at all. Carson just whispered if he'll be here. I can't kick him out.
I may make a guest appearance.
He may
make a small cameo.
An uncredited feature.
Exactly.
But you have to search.
Like what's that? Is that Carson? Hey!
Is that sick Carson, or is that non-sick Carson?
I don't think I'll be sick by then. I am getting over being sick.
Yeah,
I was pretty sick on Friday.
I'm pretty. My cough is nearly gone.
I came over to Chad's Collins as he does. Last week.
Oh, wow. I just lost the house.
You know, and, you know, we're hanging out. You know, I'm with all them. And then later, they all decided to tell me that they're sick. After, like, 2 hours of hanging out with
well,
them.
Well, I'm pretty sure I got...
Well, now it's going to hit me.
I'm pretty sure I got Collins sick, and I never admitted it. I was like, oh, man, I think I'm getting
sick. He's asleep right now. It is,
I think he's doing homework.
It's 9:50, dude.
That's past his bedtime. His bedtime's 9 o'clock.
Exactly. This is...
He's an old man.
He really is. He's an old man.
Old soul.
Oh.
Shut up. I'm still up.
He just... Well, he's awake.
I don't know if you guys heard that. He came out of his room for 2 seconds to say he's awake. He's still an old man. He's grumpy. He didn't argue that.
He's grumpy.
He's a little grumpy. It's past his bedtime.
Comes back.
Oh, there's your little cameo from Burge. I'll try and get him to promote it now because he said that.
Hey, yeah.
Get that extra promotion that I don't really need or want.
Yeah.
I'm just putting this out to put out. And then I feel like next time when I get a group podcast here, top 5 for sure.
Oh, for sure. No, they love the group ones. It's just more
fun. That's all I'm doing. Like, I don't, it's like, much besides,
more,
like...
It's much more enjoyable to listen to.
Besides, like, Teets. Like, Teets is the only one, like...
Teets, you have to do a solo. Single of just Teets talking about his dash. He has a great mustache going on
okay.
right now.
Okay.
And he really wants feedback on it.
Okay. I'll react.
We might have to film that one so they can see the stage.
Do you want to be behind the camera?
Yes, of course.
We'll find you a director's chair.
Yes.
We'll get the Chad Send Films Twitter back up and running.
Oh, I got my old phone. I have the info on it.
Okay. Except we have an Instagram. I haven't put a profile picture on it, and also Instagram signed me out of it. So I have to remember.
I have to change the password on the Twitter account. We don't need to be talking about this right now.
We do. The people who have been here since day one are so heavily interested in the Chad Send Film saga.
We still have 12 followers.
We have 12 OG followers. I'll name them all. Hans.
You know who you are.
I can't name them all. I know Hans is one of them. Me. Carson. 4th person. We got them all, dude.
Wait, I can't look.
You can look up the name. We'll shout them all out besides one. And that's for Carson. You can figure out which one. I bet I can find it faster. You're taking a while.
It says Twitter isn't loading.
Oh, it's loading for me. This is pretty... We might as well start over on Twitter. All right. Hans, Matt Underwood, Mitchell Underwood, Tyler Millar, News 44 Tanner, also known as Tra. Joe Boone. Joe Boone's a recent follow. Oh, these are just followers I know. Let me go to all the followers. And then Caleb. I didn't know we had Caleb. Brittany, Taylor, me. One other person. We don't have 12 followers. We have 12 followers. That didn't seem like it added up to 12.
Well, you know, we did have 13 a few months ago.
We also...
I know who you are that unfollowed.
We'll find you. You better not be in Corvallis.
They're not right now.
They're not... Guess what? Jetta gets 50 miles per gallon. We can cover ground.
We can mob.
That's all.
And we'll bring Birdie, so...
We're bringing the ladder too.
Watch that.
Our heads will be out the window. Each Jetta side. Just be aware. Let me see, dude. Is there anything else we just need to update on? You're going to school tomorrow.
I start school for my nutrition degree. This is third time's a charm. This is my third college.
Woo! He was breaking. I figured I'd help him out.
There's not been that many, life updates since I think the last one. I got a job.
That's a pretty big one.
Chad still works at, Puma.
I do. Hit me up for the 60% off.
Yeah, he gets a pretty good discount. I do too. Use the coupon.
Online only,
Chad.
Or if you just yell it at Carson. If you just yell Chadcast at Carson, he might accidentally.
Just make sure the boss isn't there, yeah.
Yeah. Or just, like, hit him up when he's leaving work.
If you have themes for, theme ideas for parties, DM me some ideas because I want my parties to have themes now. It's more exciting, more fun,
yeah.
You know?
It. I mean, you had a good run of just normal parties. But yeah, but, you know, now... It always helps to spice it up.
How are you going to keep the people coming?
That's...
Something new each week.
This is why I want to start fast food franchises with Carson. Because he's always looking for something to keep him coming.
Feedback and, like, yeah. Because here's the thing. You get... Things get repetitive.
That's true. You've spiced it up with the stripper pool.
We got a stripper
pool. But what's the next... You haven't said that yet. I mean, probably you've been to a party if you're listening to this.
You have probably been to my house because everyone's been to my house. Big deal.
It is not hard to get... But now it is hard to get in the house.
It is hard because we have a bouncer now.
It's a lot harder.
So you can't just bring your friends...
Who are underage.
That are guys. You can bring girls. That's fine. Unless they're underage.
Unless they're
Whoever
underage.
Brought that underage chick last night... Shame on you, dude.
Shame.
Shame.
And not only shame, we've had friends of the show. You're an enemy of the show.
Yeah, you are not welcome back, by the way.
You're not.
I don't know who you are, but you're just not welcome.
We've had the only thing we're thankful for is that we've put in a bouncer in place since you've...
That bouncer's going to be clutch for this.
I agree. I'm nodding my head. They can't see that.
Now that everyone's here, you know, there's a bunch of freshmen snooping around all looking for these houses.
Yeah. Why are you going house hopping?
Why?
Go do your homework.
Yes. You live in a dorm. Just dorm storm. Just don't get caught by your RA.
Imagine having an RA, dude.
Imagine
dude,
staying in the dorm.
Imagine having to sleep in a confined room with someone. Dude, imagine like liking someone enough to sleep like 2 feet away from them in a dorm.
Yeah, that sounds nasty.
Dude, you think we're sick? We're sharing diseases now?
Chad and I never stayed in the dorm, for the people who don't know.
And we never would. You
we
guys are losers.
I have slept... The only times I stayed in dorms is when I was, like, passed out. Like, mm-hmm. Freshman year, when I would visit here.
Yeah.
Shout out Brooklyn Denny. Thanks.
Quick shout out. Usually you have to pay for this. But I'll let this one slide.
Yes, of course. She's a good person.
Mm-hmm. I think that's about it.
It's a good personal podcast from Chad. I am very proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Like, I knew nothing about Chad.
And he still, for the most part, doesn't. He just knows why I don't drink anymore.
I mean, I don't think Chad knows that much about me.
But I've never asked. And that's probably because I didn't want to talk about myself.
No one ever asked how I'm doing, except for Josh Ferreira.
What do you... Dude, I have asked you. I literally asked you at the start of this podcast, how are you doing?
Okay, that's not what I meant.
And we've done that 5 times, as you said earlier. And that's just recorded, or not released, but still recorded. Like, fuck Carson painting this narrative. I've asked him how he's been doing, dude.
I'm always doing good here in Corvo.
He's just vibing, dude. We're just catching vibes out here in Corvegas.
I've met so many people. Yeah, it's a...
Me too.
It's a vibe.
Dude, I found out I'm so bad with names. I don't remember people's names all the time.
Me either.
Yeah, but like...
I'm sorry, like, in one day, you'll meet, like, 3 new Connors a day.
Dude, there's everyone, so many even if you're here. Not named Connor, there's a great chance your name starts with the letter C.
Yeah, I remember we were all playing Rage Cage, so there was only one person whose name didn't have a C in it.
Connor, Carson, Chad.
Colin.
Chris.
Yeah, there's Chris, and there was, like, Caleb.
Yeah, with was, a C, yeah. I remember that.
And Cameron, and there was Cameron.
Yeah,
crazy, dude.
All
C's. And then there was Devin. So it was like...
Some fucking weirdo.
What the hell?
No, but let's promote some stuff.
Give me some theme ideas. Give Chad some podcast ideas.
You can submit theme ideas in Carson's DMs at Carson_Holtman on Instagram and at Carson Holtman on Twitter. Is that correct?
No, it's C. Holtman, remember?
C. Holtman
remember?
On Twitter. And that is that how do you... MANN? Is that how you spell
it? HOLTMANN, yeah.
Yeah, you should specify that.
2 N's.
If you have theme ideas, but you don't like talking to Carson, but you like going to his house, you can hit me up.
We have an open door... Wait, what? Oh, I see.
Just in case they don't like you.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't like me, though?
I won't say.
Exactly.
I think you're...
There's no one to say.
There's no one to say.
No.
His Snapchat is unchanged from middle school, so I'm sure if you wanted to find it, it's out there somewhere.
I'm sure you all have my Snapchat.
If you don't, it's a.
Even if I don't.
It's a Carson Rome 69. Is his Snapchat?
Honestly, I would prefer that one more than what it is now.
What's yours now?
I'm a freaking ninja. Still.
That's classic, though.
It is
classic. It's Carson.
It's the last one. I think it's the last one with that. Because I changed it all.
Everywhere. If you want to see me promote my podcast, you can add me on Snapchat at Chad6630, because that's all you'll pretty much see on my story.
That is all he posts, is Chad. Yeah, it's podcast stuff.
But that's, it's business. It's deals and business.
Non-eventful guy.
All right, dude.
Hey, just facts.
This is an event.
Just facts.
Bro, I welcome this guy in my house.
I welcome in my house, and he walks, and he leaves.
Yeah, but I can't stay there. At some point, I gotta leave. It would be rude of me to stay.
No, it wouldn't. I walked into my room, and there were three people passed out in
my
room.
Can we talk about that? Like, this isn't a party recap, but it was pretty funny seeing that on your story.
Okay, so most of the time, the people that, like, kind of stay, like, visiting Corvallis stay at Colin's house. Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Nick's house, A.K.A. Drew's house. And for some reason...
Wow, Nick doesn't even pay rent yet, and it's not my house, dude.
So I'm tired. It's like 3 a.m., 2 a.m. The party last night went to like 2 or something.
Something crazy.
So then I walk into my room, and there's three people passed out in my room. Mm-hmm. Tanner Ladro was passed out in my closet.
We don't do names, but Carson does names.
So I do names if it's Tanner Ladro. Yeah. He doesn't care. Then we had a guy and a girl, and they were like I had to like step over them. And it was weird. And then I didn't kick them out. I just went to bed and I just let it be. So then we all woke up together.
And decided to catch a vibe.
And the guy took me to breakfast, paid for me. So I was like, all right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
Where did you go for breakfast?
Elmer's.
That got suggested to me today.
I got a really good bacon there with you. Breakfast burger.
That would have been crazy.
You should have gone with me.
No, we went to this bum-ass cheeseburger place that got overhyped for me.
Sorry, buddy.
It's okay. Then I went skateboarding.
Yeah, Chad's a skater now.
I don't know if we have to say now. I've skated before. I've just never been good.
Again, he didn't even tell me that. I don't know this guy.
That was before we knew each other. Like, like you say, we've known each other since 7th grade, but we really didn't talk to each other until like we sophomore year in high school. Really? That doesn't mean... Do you know how many people I've had math class with? A lot. Like, if you average 20 per math class. Anyways, the podcast, it's over. If you're still here. I don't think many people are here. We're going to cut it off. I've already got my ad revenue. That's why I'm here. I've got my greasy mitts on your 20 cents per play.
That's a lot.
It's better than nothing.
A thousand plays. That's like...
Yeah.
200
and it adds up. I just keep podcasting, so that's just what we're gonna do. So this is me, Carson. Want to say goodbye to the listeners if they're still here?
I'll see you guys Friday. Tune in and try and find me on that Cameo.
Try and do that. Then we will talk to you later. Have a good rest of your night.